Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. Today I'm going to be reading from 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. And the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, "See now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Please, let us go to the Jordan, and let every man take a beam from there. Let us make there a place where we may dwell." Answered, "Go." So he went with them, and when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe fell into the water. And he cried out and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." So the man of God said, "Where did it fall?" And he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick and threw it in there, and he made the iron float. Therefore he said, "Pick it up for yourself." So he reached out his hand and took it. This is a very important narrative for those who have been called to ministry. And indeed, the kaleo, the calling of God, is real. It is definite. And those who are called into ministry by God realize that ministry is not easy. Ministry begins with the understanding that one has been called by God for a specific task or to fulfill a specific ministry within the body of Christ. Ministry, or the word from which you get ministry, diakonia, means to serve. And so the minister is a servant. And so it is important to understand the ministry of servanthood. If one were to read the Gospel of Mark, which is the gospel of the servant who came to fulfill the will of God, notice that there is no genealogy given in the Gospel of Mark, and most certainly one does not read about the eternality of the servant in the Gospel of Mark. We read it in the Gospel of John. Jesus in the Gospel of Mark is the servant whose ministry is characterized by the adverb "immediately." Those in ministry understand that the flesh must be crucified, according to Galatians 2:20. According to the book of Luke, those in ministry, just the gospel of God's ideal one. Jesus is the Son of Man, God's ideal representative of the new humanity and the second Adam. And so, if you would notice in this narrative, that this servant lost an axe that had been borrowed. Now, iron was rare in those days. Iron had been discovered by the Egyptians. Fe is its chemical definition. And so the servant was alarmed because he had borrowed this axe head and he lost it in the Jordan. Those of us in ministry will at times feel that we, now notice, I use the term feel, may feel that we must leave ministry or that the burden is too great, and so therefore God did not call me. And so I need to go and do something else. Ministry indeed is hard work. And there are times in which you will want to walk away. Jesus said, for those who would follow him in discipleship, take up the cross and follow me daily. The adverb daily. This minister in 2 Kings 6 lost his cutting edge. And sometimes we can be under, or we can be beclouded by emotion because something was said or someone accused us of saying something in a message, or there was some action that we performed with which a group did not agree. And so they want to kick you out of their church. Notice I said their church. You went too far. You preached a message or you taught a topic that those in leadership did not like. It may have been innocent enough to you, and you believed that you were fulfilling the will of God and teaching the whole counsel of God, and now you realize you must pay for it. And because you have been rebuked or warned not to teach in this manner again, you believe that you must settle, that you must become lukewarm, because after all, you have responsibilities. You have a mortgage, you have a car note, you have medical insurance, you have retirement plans, you have a wife, you have a family. So you agree to their policy of mediocrity. So you ascend the pulpit the following Sunday, and the following Sunday, knowing what you have done in your heart, and you've lost your cutting edge. It is important for pastors to know where they have lost their cutting edge and when. And so we need to know how to get it back. Because after all, it was borrowed. And this servant knew it was borrowed. He had to get it back. And so what did he do? Well, in verse 5, we read, he cried and said, "Alas, master," that is speaking to Elisha, "for it was borrowed." The man of God said at the beginning of verse 6, "Where did it fall? Where did you lose it?" You and I have to think about where we lost our cutting edges. Why did it happen? And what were the circumstances? Now, if you would read the Gospels, you know that Jesus was never bewildered. Well, he was bewildered by the lack of faith in certain situations. But always his faith was, as it were, going to Jerusalem. He steeled himself. He said, "My will is to do the will of him who sent me. My food is to do the work of him who has called me." This was Jesus' commitment. But you and I lose our cutting edge. Please understand, my brothers and my sisters, it can be found again. And notice, this axe head was found again by an act of faith and by the power of God. So the man of God goes to the servant, and verse 6, the servant, the fellow minister, showed him the place. He showed him the place where he lost it. You and I must at times show God a place where we lost our cutting edge. And God already knows. God was there. But we need to confess where we lost our cutting edge. And so the man of God cut off a stick and threw it into the Jordan, and he made the iron float. Now, notice verse 7. Therefore, he said, pick it up for yourself, not anyone else. Task or duty. It is your duty and my duty. We have lost our cutting edge. We are to point out where we lost it. And when God supernaturally restores us, we have to pick up our cutting edge ourselves so we might do the work of Him who has called us while it is day, because the night comes when no man can work. You and I are building upon that one foundation. That one foundation that is laid that none other can lay, and that is Christ Jesus. We build upon Christ Jesus. Wood, hay, or stubble, or gold, silver, or precious gems, or precious stones. We are to be careful how we build. We are to be sanctified. We are to be holy. We are to be built up in that most holy faith. We are to study the Word of God. We are to believe the Word of God. With all of our tools and all of our years of study, our years in seminary and Bible college, as pastors sometimes, we hit a wall. And God is there for you, and God is there for me. And God knows what we see, what we experience. And God understands the depth of our sorrows. Our Savior, according to Isaiah 53, was the man of sorrows and intimately aware, not merely acquainted. God knows the grief that we bear and that we keep on bearing. But God is there to point out where we lost our cutting edge, and to restore us to this most wonderful work, that we may complete His will for our lives. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.